Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Welcome back to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, I don't really like to brag about the kids because nobody really likes hearing about other people's kids. They're like, oh, yeah, you know, that's good. Okay, so yeah, I don't really talk about the kids. I mean, I might bring up some of the stupid that they do, you know, because I think it's funny. And, you know, I just want parents to not think that their kids are abnormal. Kids do stupid sometimes. You know, like, keep bringing this up, putting in the packet of hot chocolate into the microwave without putting it in a cup first. You know, these are things that my kids have done. And so you start to wonder who their father is. But, because it definitely didn't come from my side. But what happens if you have a kid that actually is a rock star, or your kids are rock stars, and you are the one doing stupid? You are the one in the way. And I'm starting to feel like that with my kids. So, you know, I I'm going to be honest with you guys. Maybe you guys could kind of walk me through what I should do, because I'm obviously not the most ideal parent. But I went through school, you know, straight A's, all that other stuff. And you get, I don't want to say I form this, you know, this narcissism, because I've always, I talk myself down all the time. You know, I'm too dumb, I'm too, you know, I always do that. But I had such a high standard on what school should be that I didn't want to put my kids through that. So I told my kids, look, if you don't want to do AP classes, not a big deal. If you don't want to get a 1450 on your SAT, you don't have to. You know, just life is worth so much more. You don't have to do what I did, because it was ridiculous and I missed out on a lot of cool stuff. I saw a bunch of football games, but I could have gone to more. I could have gone to more parties. And I want you guys to enjoy your youth. So one of my both my children are fantastic, but one of my sons, as I told you, he had like created this car fire suppression system with his group for a senior design project for his engineering degree, and he's graduating this week. And you know, I'm like, okay, great project. You know, you're fantastic, you're amazing. And I've been telling him he's amazing and fantastic all the time, but I don't want to overdo it because I want him to have a sense of realism. You know, so I'm like, you know, you're a good boy, whatever. You know, you're smart. I love you. You're the smartest thing. You're the best thing God ever created. But I always kind of put that humbleness in there, going, look, there's going to be people that are better. Well, he actually wins. He and his group actually win a few awards. And when I was at his award show, you know, people were looking at me like, you know, your son's kind of a genius. Yet, you know, do you realize that? And, you know, as a mom, you're like, oh, yeah, you know, he's great, he's great, he's great. But I'm like, wait a second. I don't think they're telling me this to be nice. I think they're trying to tell me that my kid is really, really smart. I was like, really? And, you know, I look back, and I love the school he went to, because he went to my school. He goes to UNLV, and he's excelled there, and it's a fantastic university. But he's been told by people, you know, are you going to now go on to MIT? Are you going to now go on? And here I am, you know, not necessarily, you know, discouraging it or encouraging it, but I'm not really guiding them towards that, because I knew I had superstars, but I never thought I was going to have these overachievers, because I thought overachiever was bad. And I have at least one overachiever. And so I look at him and I see where he's going, and I think his future is great, but I just wonder, did I accidentally hold him back? Did I push so much work-life balance like we're doing now with the working from home and make sure you take stress days and all that? Did I subconsciously with my child, because I lost my youth in school, I barely remember raising my kids because I was working and doing 70 different things while doing that, such that now that I'm middle-aged, I'm regretting not smelling the roses. Did I inadvertently mess my kids up by... Not, trust me, bedtime stories, I mess them up because I came up with some real wing-dingers. You know, but did I maybe I should have, you know, raised them the way I was raised, where you just go for broke. And my son is excelling. He's doing wonderfully. But maybe he can do more. You know, maybe he is the next Elon Musk. Maybe. And you know, I don't like when parents say that. Yeah, my kid's going to be the next president of the United States. And I'm like, oh, God, please don't make me vote for that kid. Because I saw him pick his nose, and he left the boogers on my kitchen table. And no, I don't want your kid running for president. But, you know, I think we as parents, we do the opposite of how we were raised. Because, you know, what we didn't like, you know, we didn't like the beatings or the you know, the timeouts or the, you know, I walked uphill both in the snow both ways. If we didn't like that, we, you know, with the pendulum swing, go opposite. And so with my children, I didn't put them in the most rigorous school. I put them in schools that would allow them to just kind of go at their own pace. And here they are, they're excelling. And I'm wondering if maybe I should have pushed them more. I don't know. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But, you know, engineering, my kid is now at the point where he's smarter than me. I think my kids have always been smarter than me. But, I mean, now he's going to be getting the credentials. And he could do classes that I couldn't do. And he has surpassed what I could have ever imagined a child to be able to comprehend. I don't even know how adults comprehend physics and engineering as it is. And for him to soar like this, and I think he's going to be graduating magna cum laude. We get to find out this week if he's going to be magna or regular cum laude. I don't care. It's, you know, so cool. I can't pronounce it right anyway. But, you know, honor, things like that. It blows my mind. And so for those of you parents who think that you are doing the wrong thing, ask. You know, I mean, get some counseling. Talk to people in the field. Talk to, you know, because I think a lot of us look at what we disliked is from either our parents or grandparents, and we've changed it up our own way. And I think there are attitudes we're starting to take that can really inhibit these kids, such as giving a trophy to everybody. I mean, maybe let them lose. Let your child lose. Let them feel what it's like to lose, so when they do get a trophy, they feel what it's like to win. You know? Make your kids work. Have them work, you know. I don't know. 1-877 Doc Sally, don't go away. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So you guys know that I love the smell of Band-Aids. Band-Aids, that's one of the reasons why as a kid I wanted to be a doctor or be in healthcare, because just the smell of Band-Aids, I just love Band-Aids. What I didn't like about Band-Aids is it was a brand. Not, I'm saying, like a brand, like you buy, but you were branded. So when you got cut, when you got scraped, your mom would slap a Band-Aid on you. I would rather people see the cut or scrape. I'm like, yeah, man, I got some miles on me. But as a kid, I hated that brand. And I was whiter than white. I mean, my skin is so white that the Band-Aid would be dark on me. If I was maybe a little tan, maybe it would blend, but it was ugly. And my next guest I'm so fascinated by is Helena Faustin. Oren, registered nurse, cookbook author, and creator of That Nurse Can Cook. And she is going to talk about this special campaign where there are Band-Aids that for people of all color. Helena, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate you.
Thank you for having me.
First, big shout out to you and all the fellow nurses on National Nurses Week. You are the backbone of our healthcare system. I couldn't do what I do. We are humbled by everything you do each and every day. So God bless you and all your colleagues.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that love so much.
Now, so, you know, talk to us. Well, first of all, I mean, are nurses honored enough? I mean, talk to us about Nurses Week.
You know what? I don't think that you could really say thank you enough, but there are ways to show your appreciation that go, they go a long way, because a simple thank you really and truly does go a long way. That's why I'm so excited to be partnering with Band-Aid brand this week during this special Nurses Week, because they're committed to actually helping relieve the added stressors that some of us are facing at home when we get off from work and we're done taking care of our patients on those long 12-hour shifts.
It's so true. And, you know, how many hours does the average, because, you know, I have friends that will work 4/12s, 3/12s, but then they get called in. You know, what is the average work week for, I know it varies, but, you know, what have you seen?
Well, it depends on the setting. A lot of us work in hospitals where we do 12-hour shifts three times a week. And there's also one week where we have to do four shifts, so it's actually 13 shifts a month. And some people work in a clinic setting where it's more of like a traditional Monday to Friday, like 8 to 5 or 9 to 6 or something like that. But either way, we work really, really hard when we're at work. And when we come home, after providing care for other patients, we still have to provide care for not only ourselves, but for those of us who have families. That's why I'm so thankful Band-Aid brand is helping us out by establishing the Band-Aid brand Our Tone Nurses Recharge Fund.
You know, and it's brilliant. Now, maybe I'm naive. How has it taken all these decades to, I mean, I know they have Band-Aids that might have Marvel characters and things like that, but have there been more, you know, skin tone, what's the word, compatible Band-Aids before or no?
That I'm not quite sure of, but, you know, as we move forward as a society and our goal is to increase representation, Band-Aid brand is helping to do their part by creating a line of bandages called Our Tone. And it's a line of bandages that's made out of their most flexible fabric, and it comes in all different shades of brown so that, you know, when we get those cuts and scrapes and wounds, we have a Band-Aid that better blends in with our skin, and it's not such an eyesore.
Exactly. Now, like I said, you know, it almost brands us. And, you know, with kids, as I said, as a kid, I hated wearing Band-Aids because, you know, it was this big, ugly pink thing with holes. You could see the blood coming through. I'm like, a scab looks better. But the problem is in healthcare, everything's got to be covered, but you're like, but everybody knows there's something. And then sometimes people are like, well, they leave it to the imagination. Ooh, what's it? Now if I wear a Band-Aid, people think I have skin cancer. And I'm like, no, I'm wearing a Band-Aid because I was plucking my eyebrows too hard. I don't know. I mean, you know, where's the privacy?
Yeah, I know. But, well, for me, because I'm always cooking in the kitchen, once I'm chopping up those vegetables or chopping up some herbs and spices, it's almost always inevitable that I'm going to end up cutting myself. And as a person who has to film their hands a lot, I'm so thankful that there's a line of bandages that actually blend in because, you know, it can really stand out and it's kind of unsightly when it doesn't blend in. So I'm really thankful for this line of bandages.
So, you know, we're speaking to Helena Faustin, registered nurse, cookbook author, creator of That Nurse Can't Cook, which I do want to talk about. But before that, growing up in medicine and, you know, not growing up, but, you know, having all the years in medicine, nurses are treated differently, especially based on their color. based on you know, their English proficiency. What are you seeing? What challenges do the black nurses face?
Well, you know what? It's so important to have more diversity on the nursing front lines, because it's so important for us to have a nursing profession that reflects the demographic of the patients that we serve, so that we can provide care that's culturally competent. So I'm so thankful that Band-Aid brand is building on their commitment and support of the nursing community by establishing a $300,000 scholarship to the National Black Nurses Association and the Foundation of National Student Nurses Association. And what that's going to do is help increase representation and contribute to more equity in the profession, so that we have a more diverse workforce.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, I had a patient come in and say, look, I don't want a Jewish doctor. And I go, well, I'm Jewish. So, you know, I can either treat you or I could transfer you. You know, and, you know, she was like, oh, no, we'll just, you know, we'll go. And then, you know, she never came back. I mean, I'm assuming nurses get that a lot.
Well, you know what? I have been really fortunate. I have not experienced that, but I can also validate that there are people who have experienced it. But I'm so thankful that we do have people who are advocating for the black and brown community. Band-Aid brand has partnered with artist Raina Noriega, and she has advocated for us, and she's created a custom line of thank you cards to celebrate us. And if you head over to Band-Aid brand's Instagram page, you can share those custom thank you cards and share them with a nurse in your life.
Exactly, because, you know, I got to tell you, nurse burnout is the next public health crisis.
Yep.
And, you know, let them know you love them and that you appreciate what they do. In the last minute or two, please tell us about your cookbook.
Sure. I have two e-cookbooks. One is called Dinner in 30. I love this one so much because it's something everyone can relate to. After you've been out all day, whether you're at work or taking care of what needs to be done, who doesn't want a dish you can make in 30 minutes or less?
Mm-hmm.
So I have an e-book where you can create some delicious meals in 30 minutes or less. And then I have another e-book called Irie Delights, which delves a little bit more deeper into the art of Caribbean cooking, and it has some delicious recipes like fried chicken with a homemade barbecue sauce from scratch. Think about how delicious that is.
Yes, yum. And I love that too, because you know how barbecue sauce can have a lot of sugar and salt? You have that control then to make it more flavorful and get, because these commercial ones are too salty and sugary.
Right. You're so right.
Awesome. Helena, how can people find out more information about you and what Band-Aid is doing?
Sure. You can follow me at That Nurse Can Cook on Instagram. I also have a YouTube channel, so make sure you hit that subscribe button and subscribe to my channel. And to learn more about Band-Aid brand's Our Tone Nurses Recharge Fund and the custom thank you cards, visit the Band-Aid brand's Instagram page at Band-Aid brand, because this week they'll be rolling out those custom thank you cards. There's a giphy that you can share with a nurse in your life. And like I said before, a simple thank you goes a long way.
And honestly, you know, being a patient and having taken care of patients, when you're scared and when you, you know, and the doctor's not in and the, you know, who's sitting with you, who's spending the hours with you and the time? It's the nurses.
Right.
And
that's
so
nurses.
Let them know you appreciate them. Awesome. Happy Nurses
Week.
All
right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Helena.
Thank
I can't
you.
Wait to have you back. All right, guys. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. I got to tell you, man, nurses saved my butt. I told you guys, the very first day on call of coronary care unit, CCU, I was a resident. We didn't have our ACLS training, and I was supposed to be on call for all the heart codes. Those nurses, they're the ones that ran the floor. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
So Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president is addressing key issues such as inflation and how his administration plans to tackle it today. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley believes that the Biden administration's policies are driving inflation.
He's responsible for this inflationary binge. He's the one who's given it to us. Gas prices have been going up for an entire year and a half now under him. There's a simple solution to this, by the way. Why don't we produce American energy?
That audio courtesy of Fox and Friends. The Biden administration is again allowing leasing sales for oil and gas drilling. The White House says the main drivers of inflation are supply chain issues, the COVID-19 pandemic, and the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Primaries taking place in Nebraska and West Virginia today. In West Virginia, former President Trump backed Representative Alex Mooney. This is USA Radio News. Ukraine's president is urging the international community to prevent a worldwide food crisis by taking immediate steps to end Russia's blockade of his country's ports. President Zelensky making the plea after Russian missiles hit the Black Sea port of Odessa Monday. He says dozens of countries in different parts of the world are already on the brink of food shortages because they aren't getting agricultural exports from Ukraine. This as the Director of National Intelligence, Avril Haines, is testifying on Capitol Hill and has a chilling prediction.
The uncertain nature of the battle, which is developing into a war of attrition, combined with the reality that Putin faces a mismatch between his ambitions and Russia's current conventional military capabilities, likely means the next few months could see us moving along a more unpredictable and potentially escalatory trajectory.
Voters heading to the polls in West Virginia and Nebraska today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so this is very odd. You guys heard about the people who died on a luxury vacation in the Bahamas in a sandals resort. Now, I've never officially used sandals. I've been to an all-inclusive. And the reason why I haven't used sandals is because it was kind of one of the best, pricier. I mean, it was, you know. So my father had these other all-inclusives. All-inclusives is where all your food is covered, all your alcohol is covered. So all you do is pay the tip at the end. And it's really a nice way to vacation. Because rather than, okay, do we want to go out to dinner? Oh, and then you have to spend this, and you have to spend... It's really nice. You have the buffets, you have the dinner, you don't have to worry about the cost. And it's included in the price of the hotel and the whole package. And it's really, really nice. And I think Sandals might have been one of the early companies to do that. So you can drink as much as you wish, you can eat as much as you wish, and it's luxury. I haven't done that. You know, because I want to lose weight, and so I haven't done something like that. Also couldn't afford it. But tragically, a few people have died after their Bahamas resort vacation. Two Americans, Michael Phillips, 68 years old, and his wife, Robbie Phillips. And then there was a third American, Vincent Paul Chiarella of Florida. He also, I believe, is another victim. All of them are over 64 years old. And his wife has been airlifted to a hospital in Florida. Well, samples have been extracted now from the three tourists who died at the resort because there's been some mysterious circumstances that were told had to do with the air conditioning. So what, was it like a carbon monoxide poisoning? What was it? I don't think it's like the alcohol. Remember the Dominican Republic, there were deaths, right, from the alcohol? We'll remind you about that. But going back to what happened with the Bahamas, Police Commissioner of the Bahamas, Paul Rowley, said officials also collected samples from the rooms where the tourists were staying and the surrounding property to determine whether any contaminants were present. He said, we really want to know what caused this. I agree. This is being reported by CBS News. He identified the victims as Michael Phillips and Robbie Phillips, 68 and 65, respectively, of Tennessee, and Vincent Paul Chiarella, 64 years old, of Florida. He did not provide their hometowns. Chiarella's wife, Adonis, has been airlifted in Florida, is remaining in serious condition. Her medical picture might actually offer even more clues than those who have passed away, but they can, on autopsy and toxicology, find out a lot. So their bodies were found Friday morning at the Sandals Emerald Bay Resort in Exuma. The couples had been staying in two separate villas. The samples were sent to a lab in Philly, with results of the toxicology study expected in about a week. You know that the Bahamas Department of Environmental Health and police officers are still at the resort. When asked what he thinks will cause the tourist deaths, he said, I'm not going to speculate. It's certainly very irregular. And they say, as a general rule, Dr. David Agus, CBS News medical contributor, said it's important to have access to your health records when you travel and to listen to your body. He says, if you start to feel ill and it's not getting better, then you go to an emergency room wherever you are. If a treatment doesn't work, go back to that emergency room. He's right. I can't tell you how many times I've had to send people back to the ER. There was, I got a call. This has nothing to do with the Bahamas, but just in terms of going back to the ER, I had a call that a child had gotten a COVID vaccine, and the nurse thought that the child, the teenager, had a seizure. Child felt better. They took him to the ER. ER said, no, everything looks fine. Maybe it was just vasovagal syncope. Maybe the kid just passed out. Primary care doctor said, yeah, maybe the kid just kind of was a little nervous about getting the shot. Everything looks good here. No tests were done, no CAT scans. Then I get the call because he just got his second shot and his face is starting to feel numb. So I'm like, you've got to go back to the ER. And a lot of people feel like they leave the ER once and everything was done. And I gave specific instructions. He's got to get a scan. He might even need to be checked like MRI, maybe an EEG for seizure activity. And it might not be shot related, but this is not a normal, you know, vaccine side effect. Something's wrong. So I agree. As Dr. Anka says, if treatment doesn't work, go back to the emergency room. He noted that all four tourists did go to the doctor the night before their bodies were discovered. They had complained of feeling ill. He said they went at different times and had eaten different things. Meanwhile, Sandals Resort said it would not comment further beyond its original statement, which noted that it is supporting the investigation and the families of those affected. Out of respect for the privacy of our guests, we cannot disclose further information at this time. Now, They say these deaths come 7 years after a Delaware family became seriously ill at a resort in the Virgin Islands. U.S. authorities determined that methyl bromide, a highly toxic pesticide banned for indoor residential use in 1984, was to blame and that the resort had used that. Then, in the Dominican Republic, this was about a year and a half ago, I apologize, I have bad allergies, more than 25 people had died after drinking adulterated alcohol. The Ministry of Public Health reported 26 deaths, more than 80 people affected throughout the country. The agency called on the population to not drink illegally produced alcoholic beverages. Why? Because of methanol poisoning. Apparently, this methanol poisoning had began about a year or two ago during the Easter holiday and affected people in the Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo, Monseñor Noel, Santiago, and Puerto Plata. And many of those who died were actually between 20 and 29 years old. So, you know, this is interesting. You have three different people, older, in their 60s. I'm still going to say they're middle-aged. One was 68, but I don't think you're middle-aged until you're over 65. And originally, the suggestion was it was an air conditioning issue. And I find that odd because air conditioning would have been, that system should have then been pretty consistent throughout. But so the questions I would have from an epidemiologic standpoint is where do they both eat? Where are they sharing an air conditioning unit? Is it that one unit? Is it, were they, where? What did they drink? What did they eat? Where did they visit? Did they do a... Sometimes you do these excursions. Was there an issue with an excursion? Were they, and then was there common staff? Was there a staff person that could have been involved in this? And I wonder if they were travel agents. Apparently they were, publicizing their trip. They were... sometimes travel agents get also bumped up. They get upgrades and things like that. And so you wonder if they might have had an experience a little different. But, these, when you hear something like this, and it's so rare, and it's, again, Sandals is a very well-known company. Thousands of people are at their resorts every day. But it does start to make you kind of think, look, if I'm going to be going out of the country, what is my plan if I get sick? And people think, well, maybe it's Montezuma's revenge, or I'm getting traveler's diarrhea, or I'm getting... Don't just always think it's, well, maybe I drink the water. Keep in mind of what happened in the Dominican Republic, of what happened, 7 years ago with the pesticide. And just keep in mind that whatever you are comfortable with in your ecosystem within America might not necessarily be the same ecosystem when you travel. And I can't think... I've traveled and gotten really, really sick. And, maybe my system is, maybe I'm a weenie. I don't know. But, I mean, bloody diarrhea, feeling ill, headaches, things like that. And, I'm not saying not to travel, but just have a plan. If you do feel sick, always know where the nearest urgent care is, where the nearest ER is. Make sure your health insurance covers it. But always have a plan. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I don't have a Claritin today, so man, my nose is going to be running. Now, we do have some breaking news. Mike Tyson will not be charged for laying into this guy that kept bugging his butt on a JetBlue flight and not leaving him alone. So I think justice is served on that one. I don't think Mike Tyson should have been charged, because this guy, from what I saw in the video, was a real jerk. So San Mateo County District Attorney Stephen Wagstaff has announced that the former heavyweight champion will not face charges after he was seen attacking this overzealous fan aboard a taxiing airplane in California last month. He told TMZ his office declined to file charges because, quote, the conduct of the victim leading up to the incident, the interaction between Mr. Tyson and the victim, as well as the requests of both the victim and Mr. Tyson. So I don't know if you saw this, but on April 20th, this guy named Melvin George Townsend III, which I believe had just recently been released from prison, I think for some sort of a robbery or something like that, he, I guess, is in the JetBlue Mint section, which is a very, very nice section of first class. He was in one seat, and his friend was across. And as I told you, the way JetBlue Mint does is you have two seats, then you have one, two, then one. And the reason why is when these seats roll out or can extend out to a bed, some lucky guy gets to be in the one seat by himself. So you almost have that whole row by yourself. So when you, if you are going to sign up for JetBlue Mint, you want to do it early enough if you are going to be able to afford a seat like that and get the one where you have your own row to yourself. So my guess is he and his buddy jumped on that, got seats in their own rows, so the buddy was across the way that was able to fill. So the idiot sees Mike Tyson, thinks, man, well, you know, we're going to be together for a 4 or 5 hour flight. We hang. And so he was talking to him. He posted, you know, did some selfies. But then he just wouldn't leave him alone. He just wanted to talk to him. And, you know, most of us, when we're on a plane, we don't want to talk to anybody. I mean, Mike Tyson, he doesn't want to get triggered. You know, he, you know, has been boxed and punched his whole life. The last thing he wants is somebody messing with him. And I guess this jerk throws a bottle at him. So Mike Tyson, and he doesn't, I mean, if Mike Tyson really hit him, this guy would have been out. But he did end up with some cuts and scrapes. And it was just a cluster and a half. And I don't understand what this guy was thinking. Maybe he was drunk before he got on the plane. I don't know. But appropriately so, the 55-year-old heavyweight champion will not have to face charges for, you know, kicking the crap out of Melvin. And he didn't even kick the crap out of him. I mean, he was really, really mild. Now, they did deny that Townsend threw a bottle, and he blamed the incident on being overly excited. And it's interesting that neither of them wanted to go to court, according to TMZ. And his office has more serious cases to pursue. Now, I don't think this is the same district that's looking at the Dave Chappelle potential, he wasn't stabbed, but assault, where the guy stormed the stage and all that. So in this particular case, I am completely fine with them not, I mean, you have to see him. Hey, Mike Tyson was mad. What kind of an idiot would mess around with Mike Tyson? I mean, what the hell are you thinking? I mean, dummy. But I see this trend of people wanting to get into other people's spaces. Maybe it's because we were on lockdown and we weren't around others that you're like, oh my gosh, you know? Maybe it's because we have looked at celebrities for so long as being gods and being, you know, unearthly and unable to even access, that when you do access one, you know, you get this euphoria and you want to be, you know, and I get how some people could be overzealous, but duh, I mean, you know, he's a heavyweight champion, okay? You know, leave him alone. But I really see people want to engage, almost want to fight. You know, I was on the phone, simple telemedicine, somebody calls up and just starts being a jerk. We didn't even get to the chief complaint. I've waited over an hour and blah, 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 blah. You know, and I'm like, you know, thank you for your patience. You know, how can I help you? And it's like the person just wanted a fight. And it wasn't my fault. I mean, I logged on. The patient was there. Patient waited an hour. I mean, look, for a weekend, I mean, you might wait longer in an urgent care. I mean, I just logged on. Not my fault. But again, trying to calm it down. But people just want fights. People just, you know, they want to engage. You know, I think what's happening right now with these protests going on, very similar to what happened with the BLM protest, is a simple protest is our God-given constitutional right. But when you start to see violence, is it really for the cause, or is it that you have an opportunity to act out? You know, most people that were going, that I knew, that were going to the BLM protests in my neck of the woods, they just wanted to go and walk and be a part of the protest and walk downtown. They didn't want an officer getting shot. They didn't want to see, you know, buildings defaced and things like that. Same thing with Roe v. Wade. You know, people want to protest, but once there's Molotov cocktails, once they want to go up into people's homes, is it that they're really doing it for the cause? Or is it that there are people that just want to use that opportunity because they've been just pinned up, you know, walled up, and they just want to let loose? And so, you know, we look at this idiot that was bugging Mike Tyson going, why? And maybe it's his instinct to, maybe it's our natural instinct. I'm going to look at this guy. This guy's a real idiot. But, I mean, we're looking, maybe it's just our natural, you know, mode to be aggressive, to be in people, to interact. Maybe it's not normal for us to be in ties and skirts and heels and go, thank you, or, you know, yes, I'll take your criticism nicely. You know, I mean, maybe it's in our DNA to push and fight. You know, I look at kids, and, you know, I grew up, and, man, kids would, you know, push each other, they would pull each other's hair and all that, and it was like, no, no, bad boy, bad girl, and they would get in trouble in school. And now in school, they've stopped violence pretty well, where, you know, if there's a problem, you go to the teacher. If the teacher doesn't do anything, you go to your mom, the mom goes to the principal, whatever. But, you know, what if these kids do need the outlet? I'm not saying let kids fight, but what if we might be creating a society that's repressed, that's suppressed? That kids need to be able to just fight. You know, I mean, you know, maybe they need to be in martial arts. Maybe they need to be in sports. That's why I love sports. Because sports, man, if you want to hit something, you hit that ball. You hit that baseball. You hit that softball. You want to kick something, man, you kick that soccer ball. You want to throw something, you want to tackle something, you could do it on a football field. And maybe, you know, sports have gotten so dangerous that a lot of parents don't put their kids in sports. Everybody's worried about, you know, hair pulling and scratches. But I wonder if just people need to have, and I've spoken about this, have this arena. This would be a great business idea where you could just go and, you know, kick the crap out of something, okay? Bounce off the walls, get that aggression out. I was watching Ozark, and Wendy Bird, one of the characters, right, you know, looks like she's about to lose it. He looks like he's about to lose it, Marty Bird. And she just stands outside the minivan, screams the F word. Then she gets into the minivan, is about to do her thing. Do we need those releases? Do we just need a place where we could just scream and cuss? Do we need to be able to punch a wall without cracking our fingers? Do we need to have people there that you could just yell at? And because, you know, I noticed that, you know, growing up, and I saw that with people where, you know, they look upset, they look like they want to, you know, lash out, and then they end up lashing out on their kids, or they lash out on their pets, and we go, okay, well, medicate them. Maybe there's, you know, an additional way where they could just safely let their anger out. I don't know. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.